The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and this is so true, and I've mentioned this many times before. The secondary crisis we've got here is that people are frightened to go to hospital. Adam.
Yeah, and the consequence of that is they're putting lives at risk, their own lives at risk, potentially anyway. So what we've seen here is that the number of hospital admissions is down by a half. A&E visits down by 57%.
Yeah.
And the concern is that some of the people who are not going are people who have had heart attacks.
Quite.
Or strokes.
Strokes.
Or other conditions that absolutely should be seen to straight away. This also, I have to say, dovetails with the fact that hospitals have indeed turned away supposedly non-urgent patients. In fact, a friend of mine has had his chemotherapy cancelled indefinitely. And so the consequences are also GPs saying the same thing, that, again, people are staying away. And although their message today from both hospitals and doctors is, look, we're open for business, it's still the fact that people don't want to go to hospital because they think they might get coronavirus.
That's
more.
This is this alarmism stuff. It's just terrible. You're dead right. And hospitals are empty. I mean, there are hospitals around here. The beds are like morgues. It is a terrifying thing. Like, I just did one stat in relation to you, because over here we get all these stories about the UK and it's on the news and so on. Pleasingly, as I said to people, only 1% of your cases is serious, only 1%. And they say, oh, but there's 33,000 deaths, which they have. I just take some stats out, Adam. You have 45,000 deaths a month in Britain. 45,000 deaths a month. Now, this thing's been going for 3 months or 4 months or whatever. And this has alarmed people. They think that, oh, well, if you're going to test positive, well, get out the nails and get out the timber and jump into the coffin. And we've had ministers of the Crown here, as have you, who've tested positive and they're back at work. I mean, our Prime Minister said 8 out of 10, it'll just be a bad flu. For 8 out of 10, we must look after the others. Instead, we put the economy in a coma, and now we've got people frightened to go to hospital because they think they'll get coronavirus.
Yes, you put all that together and it sort of does double. We would have been in trouble anyway, but yeah, it doubles the problem of the issues. And frankly, we're storing a lot of those issues up, aren't we? Sometime around about, I don't know, September.
See, we've got a stat here today which is really interesting. A very good story in the Fin Review, which I mentioned earlier, but you'd be interested in this, Adam, whereby because of coronavirus and because there are fewer people on the road toll to this point is 60 fewer than it has been on average for the last 5 years. So if we've lost 98 through coronavirus, which we have, but we've saved 60 on the road, the net may well be 40 deaths. Now, we're paying a terribly high price economically for the cost of 40 deaths, and so are you, and so is the rest of the Western world.
I've got one for you, Alan, just a brief one.
Yes.
And there have been no figures on this at all, but don't they say most accidents occur in the home? If we're all in lockdown, we're probably all busy having accidents behind closed doors and not going to hospital, so goodness knows how many people even now are tripping over their ironing board.
That is a typical Gilchrist comment. There's one thing for sure, you wouldn't be tripping over the ironing board. you go nowhere near it. Nowhere near
it. Might be right.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Adam. See you Monday. There he is. Lovely fellow. Adam Gilchrist in London. It's 2 to 7.